Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The timing of the rollout of the free school book scheme for the junior cycle is in doubt after secondary principals warn that the complicated procurement process could hamper its launch in September. Now, the National Association of Principals and Deputies says over 80% of its members say the necessary supports and information are not available to roll that scheme out on time. It was launched earlier this month. It will see more than 200,000 students in the junior cycle years entitled to free books and e-books. Paul Crowe is Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies and is on the line now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Claire.
So as I said, this was announced by the Minister earlier in the month and it was a really welcome announcement, but you're saying it's proving difficult to implement. What's going on with it?
Well, first of all, we are very supportive of the initiative and it brings us in line with many of our European partners in the free education. So we're very, very supportive of that. But the extent of the work that's required, particularly around procurement, because the money is so large, is causing a concern for principals and deputies. And I suppose we acknowledge the huge work that the Department of Education are doing to try and put in place supports and information for schools. And that will help to roll it out this year. But that's a sticking plaster. This is a bigger capacity and expertise issue in our schools that we need to grasp if we're going to continue to roll out high quality education
and,
that we do.
And why is it so complicated? Like, who has made it complicated?
Well, it's public money, first of all, and the public procurement threshold of €50,000 means that anything that's spent over that must be gone through the e-tenders, the European tenders process. So previously, if it's smaller money, schools could do three quotes. They get three suppliers. And that's generally what schools would do if they're buying stationery or anything like that. But this process is quite a technical process in that they must register with the platform. Then they have to produce a tender document, which is detailed and specific, answer queries and questions on it, leave it for a certain amount of time to get expressions of interest, devise a marking scheme and assess each tender and then make an award, enter into negotiations and put in place a contract of supply. Now, that's all very technical. It takes a huge amount of time. Principals are not used to doing this, so this is new for them. Mm-hmm. So training will be required, support will be required. There is a huge fear. It's public money. There is no margin for error.
Could it not be handled at a department level, taking it away from the individual schools and organisations?
Well, I think that was something that was initially looked at when the scheme was first announced. But that would rule out a lot of the local bookshops that have relationships with the individual schools. And it would be very difficult to have one supplier supplying all of the schools. So I think the reality is that it needs to be done at a local level. And each school would have, I suppose, a slightly different context. Some schools might be offering taster programs. Other schools might be offering different subjects. So the one size doesn't fit all schools.
Mm-hmm. And some schools, some organisations are dealing with this in a centralised way, are they? And is that working for them?
Well, the education and training boards, the schools in the education and training boards, they have a head office, which have a procurement office. They have the expertise in their head office. A lot of them would already have school book supply frameworks in place, and some of those schools would be able to draw down directly from those frameworks. But it's the schools in the voluntary secondary sector and in the community and comprehensive sector that don't have access to that level of support. And for many of them, it's brand new. It's new learning that needs to take place between now and September.
Now, this is really important for parents who are expecting this to be rolled out by September. Are principals telling you that it might not be?
What principals are telling me is that they're going to do everything that's in their power to try to roll it out. But the time frame, time is against them. And there is a concern that it might not be in place for September. But what they're telling me is they're going to cut their holiday short. They're going to work late in the evenings. They're going to do everything that they can to try to roll this out. But the reality is with time to get tenders in, waiting time, analysis time, learning time, all of that, it's all very, very tight for September.
So what are you calling for? What more could be done to help them?
Well, the sticking plaster solution this year, and we will continue to work very closely with the department, who, in fairness, are doing huge work to try and put in place the necessary supports. But that will get us through the this year and the demands of this year. But what we're calling for is meaningful engagement around a long-term solution to address the administrative burden, the expert administrative burden that not only has procurement, it's finance, it's health and safety, it's human resources, it's plant management, it's all of those specialist admin processes that impact on the time of the principal and take them away from spending time with their students and on developing the school community.
Because you mentioned the sticking plaster solution. This is the admin support grant for schools for the 24-25 year, is it?
Well, that's part of it, but the stick that admin grant was designed for the distribution of the books from potentially a central location to individual students, maybe to man centres in a school. A lot of they would be an SNA, they would be a secretary in the school, or it could be a teacher doing that, but they lack the expertise. The sticking plaster solution is the department are working very hard with the likes of the school's procurement unit, the Office of Government Procurement, to roll out training, to put in place helplines for principals, to be able to talk them through and walk them through this complex process.
Mm-hmm. But what is going to happen here, you're saying, is that the principals and deputies are going to have to work longer hours to sort it out for September.
They are, and as part of our survey, we did give an option for free comment, and a lot of it was that everybody knows we will deliver this as soon as it possibly can, but in 2024, that's not fair. We have a world-class education system that performs really well in the international comparator studies. Schools are now also public bodies with the level of compliance and accountability that comes with that. We need to adequately resource schools to be able to do both.
Mm-hmm. Or the school's procurement unit needs to be adequately resourced to help.
That is certainly one avenue that can be used to enhance the supports to schools.
Paul, thanks very much for talking us through it. Paul Crone is Director of the National Association of Principals. Now, we'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.